Well, good morning and welcome to each of you this Memorial Day Sunday.
大家早，我也在这一个纪念日子里面欢迎大家。
It's good to see so many of you here.
很高兴看到很多人在这里。
A beautiful day on a holiday weekend, you could be out fishing.
这是一个很好的假期，而且是有很大的太阳，你们可以去外面钓鱼。
But we're glad you're here worshiping together with us.
但是我很高兴你跟我们在一起在这里崇拜。
Tomorrow we celebrate a holiday here in the United States, which we call Memorial Day.
明天我们在这里庆祝美国的一个假期，就是叫做 Memorial Day, 纪念日。
A holiday that was originally begun to commemorate soldiers who died in the Civil War.
这个季节的开始是最早要纪念在美国内战时候所为牺牲的战士们。
And it was after the Second World War that this holiday became a time to remember all soldiers who have died in wars.
自从第二次世界大战以后，这一天就用来纪念所有在每一个战争里面丧失生命的战士们。
All soldiers who have made the ultimate sacrifice in serving their country.
所有的战士们，他们把自己的生命为国家所牺牲了。
And so it's a day, an opportunity to remember and honor those soldiers.
所以今天我们有这么一个机会来纪念他们，也尊敬他们。
Well, in our text here this afternoon,We want to remember two soldiers who served together with the Apostle Paul.
在我们今天的经节里面，我们也要纪念两位跟使徒保罗一起作战的战士。
So this will be a kind of Memorial Day opportunity to remember these two men.
所以这也是在纪念日的时候，我们来纪念这两个人。
Two soldiers who didn't serve in the military in those days.
这两位战士在那个时候并没有在军队里面侍奉
but who served and sacrificed in the work of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
可是他们为主耶稣基督的福音去侍奉也牺牲了
And these are not just two men to remember and to honor.
我们不仅仅要纪念他们要尊敬他们
but two examples that were encouraged to emulate and to follow.
这是我们应该来模仿的两个榜样。
As we also serve and sacrifice in following the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也应该在跟随主耶稣的事工上，我们也应该来侍奉，来牺牲。
Now the first soldier is a man we know from the pages of Scripture called Timothy.
第一个战士我们从圣经里面我们都知道的就是提摩太
and we're going to see Timothy as a devoted servant not only of the Apostle Paul but of the Lord Jesus Christ
我们可以看出提摩太不但对使徒保罗献身他也为主耶稣基督献身
Now brothers and sisters when we first meet Timothy on the pages of scripture he seems to be someone who's weakand timid and very insecure.
在我们圣经里面刚刚遇到提摩太的时候我们好像觉得他是比较软弱比较没有自信心的。
We may be tempted to think of him as an unlikely candidate for ministry.
我们可能想他还不够资格为主的事工工作。
Anything but someone we would describe as a soldier of the faith.
也更不像是我们所能够形容的信心的战士。
We won't turn to all the passages, but it appears that Timothy came from a sheltered home.
我们不必去翻这些经节，我们可以看出提摩太是从一个很受到很好的保护的家庭。
Raised by his grandmother and his mother.
是他的祖母跟他的母亲把他养大的。
We also read that he had frequent healthproblems, and so he seems to have been somewhat unhealthy.
好像他有一常常有一些病患身体不太健康。
And there's also evidence that he had a somewhat sensitive or timid nature.
也看起来好像他胆小。
And so we would think, is this really a soldier who's really standing on the front lines for Jesus?
难道这样的一个人就可以在前线上为耶稣打仗吗？
Well, the answer would be yes, absolutely.
回答呢是当然是的。
Because when we meet Timothy here in this passage, we find a man who's a devoted servant of Jesus Christ.
所以我们在我们刚刚念的经节里面，我们看到提摩太是一个虔诚献身的人。
A man who's a devoted servant of the gospel.
他也是一个为福音而献身的人。
And a man who is a devoted servant of the Apostle Paul.
他也是为使徒保罗虔诚献身的人。
A man who provides a good example for us of what it means to work out your salvation.
那么这也就是这个人是我们一个很好的榜样，怎么样完成我们的侍奉。
Now let me mention three things about Timothy that are worthy here of note.
在这里我向你们指出三件事情值得我们注意的。
I realized this morning in this message that often I'm more of a teacher than I am a pastor.
我今天早上讲到时候，我提醒我自己，有的时候我好像是像一个教师，不像一个牧师。
Do you know what the job of a pastor is?
你知道一个牧师的工作是什么吗？
A pastor's calling is to comfort the afflicted.
一个牧师他被呼召是去安慰一些受伤的人。
But I realize I'm often more of a teacher than I am a pastor.
可是我觉得我通常好像多半是一个教师，而不是牧师。
And the job of a teacher is to afflict the comfortable.
那么一个教师的工作是去让一个觉得很安稳的人要受到一些伤痛。
So I trust you'll give me that freedom this afternoon to perhaps afflict you a little bit.
所以我相信你们让给我今天下午能够自由的来让伤痛你们。
As we teach from the scriptures.
在我们来教导圣经的时候。
The first thing we see about Timothy is that he's a reliable representative.
我们首先看到提摩太是一个能很可靠的代表。
But I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly so that I also may be encouraged when I learn of your condition. For I have no one else of kindred spirit who will genuinely be concerned for your welfare.
他说我靠主耶稣的指望快打发提摩太去见你们叫我知道你们的事心里就得着安慰因为我没有别人与我同心。
Timothy was a reliable representative.
提摩太是一个很可靠的代表。
He wasn't out to advance himself or his own cause.
他并不是要去为他自己的目的去做事。
But in humility, he's devoted to serving the cause of the gospel, to serving Jesus Christ.
他很谦卑地侍奉福音，也侍奉耶稣基督。
And as we've already seen, to serve, yes, the Apostle Paul.
我们也知道他也侍奉使徒保罗。
And it's interesting on the pages of the New Testament that whenever Paul wished for some information from a church,
很有兴趣的在圣经里面每一次保罗想要从一个教会得到新闻的时候
or if he wished to send some advice or encouragement to a church,
他先拜对那个教会带去一些问候跟鼓励。
Timothy,was the man that he sent.
提摩太就是他所派去的。
He was a reliable representative.
因为他是一个可靠的代表。
William Barclay, a commentator, says this about Timothy.
Barclay, 他这样子讲这个提摩太。
He says he's the patron saint of all those that are quite content with second place as long as they get to serve.
他一个很满足就能够做第二位的人，只要 神的目的能够达到，他不在乎这第二个人。
Now wonder if this can be said of us.
对我们来讲，人家怎么样说我们呢？
Timothy was a reliable representative.
提摩太是一个可靠的代表。
But secondly, we see also that he had the right priorities.
第二点，我们看他有正确的先后次序。
Verses 20 and 21, for I have no one else of kindred spirit who will genuinely be concerned for your welfare, for they all seek after their own interests, not those of Christ Jesus.
所以20节跟21节说，因为我没有别人与我同心，实在挂念你们的事，别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。
What made Timothy different than all the others?
提摩太跟别人不同的地方在哪里？
Very simply, he had learned to put Jesus Christ first in his life.
很简单的，他能够把主耶稣基督在他的生命上放在首位。
He was absolutely committed to serving Jesus Christ.
他是完完全全的献身来侍奉主耶稣基督。
And so serving others followed naturally.
所以侍奉别人就很自然的就来了。
Brothers and sisters, in a very real sense, we either live in Philippians 1:21 or we live in Philippians 2:21.
弟兄姐妹们，我们实际上要么我们活的生命是像腓立比一章二十一节所写的，或者是像腓立比二章二十一节所写的。
Either we say, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
我们或者说，我活着就是为基督，死了就有益处。
Or we find ourselves here, for they all seek after their own interests.
或者我们这里看到，我们只求自己的事。
Not those of Christ Jesus.
我们不求主耶稣基督的事。
For Timothy to live was Christ.
为提摩太来说，他活着就是为基督。
Jesus had the first place in his life.
所以耶稣在他身上占首位。
He had the right priorities.
他有正确的先后次序。
But we see something else here about Timothy. He had a proven worth in serving with others.
这里我们可以看到提摩太，他有足够的资格来侍奉别人。
Timothy had a proven worth and a good reputation.
他有很好的已经证明的声望。
Listen to what Paul says right here, but you know of his proven worth.That he served with me in the furtherance of the gospel like a child serving his father. Therefore, I hope to send him immediately as soon as I see how things go with me. And I trust in the Lord that I myself also will be coming shortly.
所以在二十二节这里说，但你们知道提摩太的名正，他兴旺福音与我同劳，待我像儿子待父亲一样。所以我一看出我的事要怎样了解。就盼望立刻打发他去，但我靠着主，自信我也必快去。
But one of the greatest things we learn about Timothy here in his reputation is this.
我们在这里所学到有关提摩太的声誉是这样子的。
It's not only that he served others, we also read here from Paul that he served with others.
这里不但他侍奉别人，我们看保罗说，他也跟别人一起侍奉。
Paul says that he served with me as a child serving his father in the advancement of the gospel.
他说，保罗这里说，他侍奉我，就好像儿子侍奉父亲一样，来兴旺福音。
And because of his humility and because of his faithfulness,
因为他的这个谦卑跟他的信实。
Timothy was a man who could work well together with others.
提摩太可以跟别人很好的合作。
Brothers and sisters, this will be a mark of our spiritual growth and maturity in Jesus Christ.
弟兄们，姐妹们，这也就是我们在基督里面成熟的一个标志。
An ability to get along with and work well together with others.
能够有能力跟别人合作，也能够跟别人一起侍奉。
And so let me ask you a few questions.
让我来问你们一些问题。
Can others work well together with you?
别人能不能跟你一起合作呢?
Can you work with others?
你能不能跟别人一起同工呢?
You see, this is important because it becomes a testimony of the power of the gospel.
因为这是很重要的，这也就是看出这个福音的力量。
In fact, Paul says the result of our working together is the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以保罗说，他们在一起工作的结果就是让福音得到兴旺。
So this is our first soldier that we want to remember and follow.
这也就是今天我们要纪念也要学习的第一个战士。
Timothy, a reliable representative.
提摩太是一个可靠的代表。
A man with the right priorities.
一个有一个正当的先后次序的人
，and a man with a good reputation, a proven worth in serving others.
一个人有好的名誉，也有很好的证明他能够侍奉别人。
But we meet someone else here in at the end of Philippians chapter 2.
在腓立比书二章后面，我们遇到另外一个人。
A second example of a soldier of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
第二个。为主耶稣基督福音的战士。
A man called Epaphroditus, a sacrificial servant.
这个人叫以巴弗提，他是一个牺牲奉献的人，仆人。
Now, unlike Timothy, we really don't know much about Epaphroditus except for what we read in these verses.
跟提摩太不一样，我们对以法伯提不太了解，我们认识他只是在这些经节里面。
Though he may be the same person who's called by the name Epaphras in the book of Colossians and the book of Philemon.
他可能也是在腓立门书跟格罗西书里面所提的以巴弗。
Well, the first thing I want you to see here is to take note of how he's described by the Apostle Paul in verse 25.
首先我们要注意，就是保罗怎么样在二十五节里面形容他。
Paul says, I thought it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and fellow worker and fellow soldier.
保罗说，我想必须打发以巴弗提到你们那里去。他是我的兄弟，与我一同工作，做工，一同当兵。
You know what this description shows me?
你知道这一个形容对我来讲怎么讲呢?
It shows me that Epaphroditus, like Paul and Timothy, was a man of purpose.
告诉我的李巴佛提就像保罗跟提摩太一样，他是个有目的的人。
A man who is also committed to Christ and to the cause of the gospel.
同样的一个人，他把献身给主耶稣基督，为了兴旺福音。
And we see this further developed in the statements from Paul that follow.
我们从以下的经节看到这个怎么样的发展出来。
As he talks about this hero, this fellow soldier, Epaphroditus.
当他谈到跟他一同当兵的这个英雄以巴弗提。
Let's continue reading in verse 25. Paul says this, who is also your messenger and minister to my need.
在二十五节后边他说，是你们所差遣的，也是供给我需用的。
What does this tell us?
这个告诉我们什么?
Well, it tells me that Epaphroditus was someone who was ready to be sent.
这告诉我们以巴弗提他已经准备好被差遣。
Paul calls him a messenger.
保罗称他是一个福音的传福音的人。
The Greek word that he uses here is actually the word from which we get our word apostle.
所以这个字就是我们得到使徒的那个字的同一个字根。
And an apostle is someone who's sent with a task.
使徒是被人遣派遣出去有一个目的的工作。
This is Epaphroditus.
这就是以巴弗提。
A man who was ready and willing to be sent.
一个人他很愿意的，也准备好被差遣。
Now notice as we read on here in this passage that he was first sent by the church in Philippi to the Apostle Paul.
我们可以注意到，他首先是被腓立比的教会 把他差遣到保罗那里去的。
And he was sent to bring a gift to Paul.
他是被差遣带了一个礼物去送给保罗。
He was sent to minister to Paul in his need.
他送他去供给服侍保罗的需要。
But now Paul's getting ready to send Epaphroditus back to the church to minister to them.
现在保罗已准备好把以巴弗吉
And so this is Epaphroditus. He's just ready and willing to be sent.
所以这就是以巴弗吉，他已经准备好，也愿意被差遣。Here
I am, Lord.
我在这里, Lord, 差遣我。
Some years ago, many years ago, actually, now I had the privilege of traveling to England.
很多年以前，我有个机会曾经到英国去。
And I was able to visit a church in a town called Leicester.
我在Leicester那个地方去拜访一个教会。
A church that was famous from an old preacher who used to pastor there by the name of F.B. Meyer.
是以前一个很有名的 牧师叫做F.B. Meyer, 他以前是在这个教会里面。
And I was blessed to actually have tea in the study of F.B. Meyer and tried to, you know, be real proper. Like the English are with their tea.
我很幸运的能够在那个教会里面，在以前 F.B. Meyer 喝茶的地方来享受英国的茶。And
I remember hearing this story as I was sitting in the study of this great man of faith.
我记得我那个时候在这一个信心的伟人的书房里面。He
was 82 years old, and a reporter asked him, "Do you still have any ambitions at your age of 82?"
在他82岁的时候，一个记者问他：“你在这么大的年龄，你仍然还有野心吗？”
And he said, "I have only one ambition. It's the ambition I've always had in life."
他说：“我就只有一个，我一生就这么一个野心。”
And he said, "That is to continue being God's errand boy."
就是一直当做神的工人仆人。
I wonder how many of us have that kind of humility.
我不晓得在我们当中有多少人有这样子的谦卑。
To say my only ambition,
说我唯一的野心,
like Epaphroditus,
just, 就好像以巴弗吉,
like F.B. Meyer,
就好像F.B. Meyer,
is to say, I simply am ready to be sent wherever God wants to send me.
我已经准备好, 不论神差遣我去哪里。
Epaphroditus was not only a man who was ready to be sent, but he was a man who was ready to serve.
以巴弗吉不但准备好被差遣，他也准备好是来侍奉。
Ready to help, ready to meet a need.
他准备好来帮助有需要的人。
That's the second thing that Paul says about him at the end of verse 25. He says, "And minister to my need."
这就是在保罗25节最后说，是供给我需用的。
This is another interesting Greek word, and it speaks about priestly ministry.
这里是好一个另外一个希腊字，是讲到祭司的侍奉。
A priest is someone who stands in the gap, someone who represents God to the people and represents the people before God.
祭司是在人与神中间，在人面前代表神，在神面前代表人。
And this is what Paul says about Epaphroditus.
这是保罗这样子来形容以巴弗吉。
In essence, Paul is saying he's been a priest to me.
换句话说，保罗说他就像一个祭司一样的待我。
The one that the church sent so that he would minister to Paul's need.
所以他被教会送来供给保�o的需要。
And Paul says in verse 26, because he was longing for you all and was distressed because you had heard that he was sick. For indeed he was sick to the point of death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also on me, so that I would not have sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, I have sent him all the more eagerly, so that when you see him again, you may rejoice.
所以在这个26节这里他说，他很想念你们众人，并极其难过，因为你们听见他病了。 他实在是病了，几乎要死，然而神连续他，不但连续他，也连续我，免得我忧伤加忧，所以我越发急速打发他去，叫你们再见他。
Do you see what Paul's saying? This man who you sent to be a minister to my need, I'm now going to send back to you to minister to you. You see, Epaphroditus was ready to serve. Ready to meet a need. Not only that, we see a third thing here.
不但如此, 我们还可以看到第三件事,
and that is that he was ready to sacrifice.
他准备好要被牺牲。
In his ministry to others, he was willing to lay down his life.
他要来侍奉人的时候, 他准备好为人牺牲性命。
In his ministry to Paul,
在他在保罗身上的工作,
in his ministry to the gospel,
在他对十, 福音的工作,
and in his ministry to the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a man who nearly risked his life in his service to Paul and to the Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, how much are you willing to sacrifice as a disciple of Jesus Christ?
所以弟兄姐妹们，你们是基督的门徒，你们愿意牺牲多少？
You see, our commitment to Jesus Christ and the gospel can be measured by what we're prepared to sacrifice.
我们对耶稣福音的献身，可以用我们准备能够牺牲多少来衡量。
So what are you willing to sacrifice?
你愿意牺牲多少？
Comfort?
你们的舒适？
Money?
金钱？
Friends and family?
朋友？家庭？
Are you willing to make the supreme sacrifice? Are you willing to sacrifice even yourself?
你准备好做你至高的牺牲，牺牲你自己吗？
You see, for a man like Epaphroditus, no sacrifice was too great.
对以巴弗提来说，没有任何的牺牲是太大的。
Because he had already made the ultimate sacrifice.
他已经做了最大的牺牲。
He'd already given himself over completely to the Lord Jesus Christ.
他已经完全把自己献身给基督耶稣。
I know we've looked at these verses before, but I want to turn again to Romans chapter 12, verse
1.
Because here in another letter, the Apostle Paul writes this.
He says,
I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service of worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
What's Paul saying?
保罗这里说什么？
He's pleading with us to give ourselves wholly and completely to the Lord Jesus Christ. To say, Lord Jesus, I belong to you.
就是，主耶稣，我属于你。
I sacrifice myself on the altar. I give myself to you.
我把我自己献在祭坛上，我把我自己献给你。
And when you've done that, no sacrifice is too great.
你这样子做的话,
because you've already laid down your life. I've just returned home just less than a week ago from India.
还不到一个礼拜以前我刚从印度回来。
And I served in two different places, up in the northeast in Assam and also down in the south of India.
我在印度的东南部跟印度的南部在那边侍奉。
But it was up there in Assam in the northeast that I had a group of 40 former Muslims who are now followers of Jesus Christ.
在那个东北南边那边有很多成千的回教徒，他们现在已经信了主耶稣。
And we were training them as evangelists and as pastors as they seek to lead others in their villages to Jesus.
我们训练他们怎么样做传道人或者做牧师，到其他的乡村里面去传福音。
They told me some amazing stories.
他们告诉了一些很惊奇的故事。
And in just the last, I think it's five, seven years, 1,200 people, they've led 1,200 people in this one area to former Muslims to Christ.
所以在过去这几年当中，他们在这个过去完全是回教的，他们带领了1,200个人信主。
And one of the elderly sisters that was there told me her story.
有一个年老的姐妹告诉我这个事情。
She said, when I came to Jesus Christ, I gave myself to Christ. I laid down my life.
她说我来到主耶稣基督面前，我把我自己的性命摆上。
Because I knew this was the truth.
我知道这是真理。
And I began to share my faith in Jesus with others.
我开始跟别人分享基督。
And others began to give their lives to Christ.
别人也把他们的性命献给基督。
But she said some of the mullahs, some of the Muslim leaders and the village leaders became angry with her.
她说有一些这些回教的领袖们对她很有愤怒。
Because people were turning away from Islam and turning to Jesus.
因为人离开了回教转向基督。
And she said they had me arrested.
他们把我抓死。
And while they were interrogating me, they sent a mob that went to my home.
当他们审判我的时候，他们请一些这种狂徒到他家里去。
And she said that they completely ransacked her home and set it on fire.
他把他家里面完全破坏，用火烧了。
And then with tears in her eyes, she said that they went to six homes of her family, her children, and they completely ransacked and burnt those homes to the ground.
她一边哭着一边说，他们到了其他六个她跟她的家庭，把他们全部都烧了，都毁坏了。
And they told me to stop speaking in the name of Jesus.
他们叫我停止传耶稣基督。
And I said, well, what did you do?
我就问她了，你做什么呢？
And she had a smile on her face.
她脸上有笑。
And she said, I told them no matter what they did, I would have to keep sharing the truth of Jesus Christ with others.
她说我不管你们做什么，我要继续的与别人分享基督耶稣。
And I thought, what a tremendous illustration.
说这是一个多么好的显示。
Of a sacrificial servant.
一个牺牲的仆人。
What have we seen in these two men, Timothy and Epaphroditus?
我们在这两个人提摩太跟以巴弗提身上看到什么？
Well, we see examples of what it means for you and for me to work out our salvation.
所以我们可以看到是两个好的榜样，让我们在我们的身上怎么样把我们的救恩活出来。
As disciples of Jesus Christ.
因为我们是主耶稣基督的门徒。
And I want to summarize what we've seen very quickly by giving you three, what I'll call A's, the letter A, three A's.
有三个 A, 就是用 A, B, C, D, A 开始的字。
Maybe some of you even belong to the AAA club.
你们也许属于这个 AAA club.
Maybe you have that sticker on your automobile.
也许你那个把它贴在你的车子上。
Well, I'm going to call upon some of you today to join a different AAA club.
我今天邀请你们参加另外一个 AAA club.
And I want to challenge some of the young people who are here as well to say, are you ready to join this AAA club?
我也向一些在这里的年轻人挑战，你们是不是已经准备好也参加这一个 AAA club?
Will you be one of those who's ready to go anywhere?
你是不是愿意到任何的地方去?
That's the first day, anywhere.
这第一个字就是任何地方 anywhere.
Like Timothy, like Epaphroditus, like this dear woman in the north of India, are you ready to go, ready to be sent?
就像提摩太，就像以巴弗提，也像这一个印度的老太太，你愿意准备好到任何的地方去。
Secondly, let me ask you this. Are you ready to serve anyone?
你是不是 已经准备好来侍奉任何一个人, anyone, 任何一个人。
When I was in the south of India,
当我在印度南边的时候,
I was with a ministry that is serving people with disabilities.
我们那个施工是来侍奉有残疾的人。
And one of the first men I met was a man who really had no legs, or if he did, they really didn't function, probably through polio from birth.
那么我第一个遇到的人很可能是受了小儿麻痹症, 所以他腿部以下都没有功用。
And he goes around on a wheelchair or just by his hands on the floor.
他或者是坐着轮椅, 或者用他的手来行动。
And as I spent time with this dear brother and others through that week,
在那一个礼拜我跟这一位亲爱的弟兄跟一起工作的时候,
they taught me a lot about how difficult it is in India to serve people with disabilities.
他们教导我很多的功课, 告诉我怎么样在印度来侍奉残疾的人。
Families are often ashamed if they have a child with a disability, and so they're just sort of relegated to a back room in the home.
家庭里面的人都把认为有残疾的人是一种羞耻, 就把他们关在后面一个房间里面。
And here's a ministry that said we're going to serve those very people that society has turned their backs on.
他说我们这个事工就是说我们要来侍奉这些被社会所遗弃的人。
Are you ready to serve anyone?
你是不是已经准备好来侍奉任何一个人?
Timothy and Epaphroditus were.
提摩太跟以巴弗提, 他们准备好了。
As long as they were serving Jesus Christ.
只要他们是侍奉耶稣基督。
They were ready to go anywhere.
你准备好要到任何地方去吗?
They were ready to serve anybody.
你准备好能够侍奉任何一个人吗?
And here's the third one. They were ready to sacrifice anything.
所以他们第三个，他们准备好牺牲所有的。
Paul talks about Timothy, how he had served Paul. He sacrificed his own agenda in order to serve Paul.
保罗形容提摩太，为了要侍奉保罗，他已经牺牲了他自己的目的。
And we read about Epaphroditus that he was even willing to sacrifice his life.
我们也看到以巴弗提甚至愿意牺牲他自己的生命。
Brothers and sisters, let me ask again, what are you ready to sacrifice?
So, 弟兄姐妹们, 我来问你们一下, 你们准备好要牺牲什么?
Are you ready to go anywhere?
你准备好到任何地方去吗?
Are you ready to serve anybody?
准备好侍奉任何人吗?
And are you ready to sacrifice anything?
你准备好牺牲所有吗?
As you serve the Lord Jesus Christ,
就来侍奉主耶稣基督,
and the gospel.
And
I want to challenge you, join this AAA club.
So 我向你们挑战来参加这一个AAA club.
It may not be an easy life.
不一定是一个很容易的生命,
but it will be a life filled with joy.
可是呢,是一个很有喜乐的生命,
in the service of our Lord Jesus Christ.
来侍奉主耶稣基督。
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word to us here this afternoon.
天父，我们今天下午为你的话语感谢。
We thank you for this Memorial Day opportunity.
我们感谢你给我们这一个有纪念日的机会。
To remember two servants.
来纪念两个仆人。
Who demonstrate to us the truth of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus.
他们向我们表明了 做一个主耶稣基督门徒的真正的意义。
Lord, like Timothy and Epaphroditus, I pray that we would be devoted and sacrificial servants.
我们就希望像以巴弗提跟提摩太一样能够做一个牺牲的仆人。
Lord, that we would be ready to go anywhere.
主啊, 但愿我们愿意到任何的地方去。
To serve anybody.
去侍奉任何的人。
And to sacrifice anything.
也牺牲所有的,
so that the gospel will be advanced.
这样让福音得到兴旺,
and the Lord Jesus will be worshipped.
基督耶稣越受到崇拜
where he's not yet worshipped
在那还没有被人家崇拜的地方
Lord we don't have the power in ourselves to live this kind of life
主啊我们自己没有力量来过这样的生活
So we ask, Lord, that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit.
主请求你让圣灵充满我们。
And help us, Lord, to live out our salvation.
帮助我们，让我们把我们的救恩活出来。
In the way you intended.
就像你所愿意的。
Through the power of the indwelling Lord Jesus Christ.
借着住在我们里面的主耶稣基督。
And it's in his name we pray.
靠你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.